And now for a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. In Scott this evening, Maison Begno is happy to present the program The Laughter at the Heart of the South Louisiana Country Mardi Gras, given by UL Lafayette Professor Dr. Barry Ancelet. The Begno House is located at 110 Benoit Potin Road in Scott. The event begins at 7 o'clock tonight. All are invited. Bring a friend. It's a free program. In Lake Charles this evening, the Louisiana Crossroads series continues with a performance by Joel Savoy's Honky Tonk Merry-Go-Round and special guests. That will be at 7 o'clock at Central School Theater on Kirby Street. KRVS will also be carrying that concert live. Ticket information is available through louisianacrossroads.org or cityoflakecharles.com. And the Louisiana Crossroads series continues in Lafayette Thursday and Friday evenings at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, again presenting Joel Savoy's Honky Tonk Merry-Go-Round at the ACA. Ticket information is available at the ACA's website or Louisiana Crossroads. On Thursday evening, the Creative Writing Program and English Department of UL Lafayette, in collaboration with the Ernest J. Gaines Center, present a reading by prize-winning poet Carolyn Embry. That will be at 7:30 tomorrow evening, Thursday evening, on the third floor of Dupre Library in the Ernest J. Gaines Center. It's a free event and open to the public. The McNeese Department of Visual Arts will host an opening reception 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursday for a pair of exhibitions, Edward Bateman's Forgotten Histories and Mechanical Memories in the Abercrombie Gallery and Xenia Fordoshenko's Tempting Fate in the Grand Gallery. The McNeese Department of Performing Arts will present a faculty guest artist recital on Thursday, January 31st in Ralph Squires Recital Hall, featuring Jan Scott, Lena Morita, Susan Morton, and Lynn He. It is free and open to everyone. This Saturday morning, Trees Acadiana will be potting up tree seedlings and giving away bare root seedlings at the Bayou Vermilion District beginning at 8 in the morning. You're welcome to come help pot seedlings or pick up seedlings to be planted. There are crabapple trees, mayhaw, persimmon, bald cypress, cedar, elm, cherry bark, and many types of oak. That's at the Bayou Vermilion District beginning at 8 this Saturday morning. For more information, you can call Trees Acadiana or go to their website. The Friends of the Humanities at UL Lafayette is offering a books and film course featuring New Orleans in fiction and film. It will run Wednesdays, February 20th through March 20th in Griffin Hall. The course is being taught by Dr. Mary Ann Wilson. For more information or to register, you can contact the English department here at UL Lafayette. And Cooper Helm is directing Edward Albee's play At Home at the Zoo. It opened last weekend and continues its run this weekend, Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday at 2:30. Performances are in Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette. You can call the theater or go to their Eventbrite site to purchase tickets. Lafayette's Habitat for Humanity is opening up applications for its home ownership program beginning on February 1st, this Friday. Application meetings will be held in the Hyman Park Recreation Center gym this Friday, February 1st from 6 to 7:30 and the following Friday, February 8th from 6 to 7:30. Applications will be available at the meetings and also from the Lafayette Habitat website or at their office if you'd like to stop by. The UL Lafayette Blood Drive will run Monday and Tuesday, February 4th and 5th. Blood mobiles will be parked in front of Dupre Library and near Zeus on campus both days. The Women's Conference, the 6th Annual Women's Conference, will be held at the Cajun Dome Convention Center on Tuesday, March 12th. It is a collaboration between UL Lafayette and SLCC. Tickets are available now, or registration is available at www.southlouisiana.edu. And the Acadian Culture Center hosts the exhibit Becoming Louisiana, Path to Statehood. The Acadian Cultural Center is at 501 Fisher Road in Lafayette. It's a part of the Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve. It's free and open to everyone. And the award-winning artist, folk artist Andrew McKnight, will be performing in concert in Natchitoches on Wednesday, February 6th at 7 p.m. if you happen to be heading up that way. The Arc of Acadiana is announcing this year's Mardi Gras Bead Drive to help the developmentally and intellectually disabled in the community. That campaign will run February 6th through March 20th. The beads will be collected, detangled, recycled, and resold, all of which provides employment opportunities for the Arc ARC's clients. For more information about drop-off locations, the website is arcofacadiana.org. Next Thursday, February 7th in Grand Coteau, there will be an oral history with Sharon Broussard Landry and Wilhelmina Broussard, as well as a poetry reading by Michelle Pichon. That will be on Thursday the 7th at Casa Azul Gifts in Grand Coteau. All are invited, and afterwards there is an open mic session to follow. And Festival Internacional presents Stand Up Lineup. It is a first music crawl and live music event. Fans of the festival are invited to celebrate the festival lineup with live music and get a sneak preview of the new festival lineup. That's Thursday, February 7th. For more information, you can go to the Festival Internacional website. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. You can, of course, also support your favorite public radio station easily and securely at that site.